Continuing his biography of Victor Herbert, Eddie Dowling takes pleasure in presenting a lady who was a great musical comedy favorite some years ago, Miss Bessie Wynn. Miss Wynn was closely associated with Mr. Herbert over a number of years, having appeared in a great many of his early operettas. She was a popular star in her day, not only on the legitimate stage, but in vaudeville, where she headlined on the Keith circuit for many seasons. I'm sure Miss Wynn's personal reminiscences of the famous composer will be of great interest to you, Miss Bessie Wynn.
It must be 30 years since I first met Victor Herbert, yet I can remember it as vividly as though it happened yesterday. I was about 16 and wanted to go on the stage. During one of his concert tours, Victor Herbert played my hometown, Adrian, Michigan. My singing teacher knew Mr. Herbert and arranged an interview. Of course, I was tremendously awed when confronted by the great composer. But the charm and the wonderful personality put me so at ease that I not only told him of my stage aspirations, but gave him a sample of my singing voice. Before he left, he gave me a letter to Mr. B.C. Whitney, manager of the Whitney Opera Company, whose headquarters were in Chicago. That letter started me on my stage career. I was engaged by Mr. Whitney and played in his company 2 years. Then I decided I'd try my luck in New York. On arriving, I learned that Mr. Victor Herbert was engaging a company for what was to become one of his most and greatest successes, Dazed in Toyland. I didn't suppose he'd remember me, but he did. He gave me the part of the boy, Tom Tom. If you saw the show, you remember Tom Tom was the apprentice to the old toy maker. An awfully cute part. Well, the rehearsal period flew by, and I was living in a world of enchantment. But the day before the opening, a very tragic note was sounded. Mark Smith, who played the old toy maker, died suddenly. Naturally, it cast a gloom over everyone. But the show had to go on. Mr. Herbert gave me a song that was to have been sung by Mr. Smith. We had a quick rehearsal the day of the opening, but the orchestra was so big and my voice so light, I couldn't be heard. I appealed to Mr. Herbert. Mr. Herbert, can't you make the orchestra play a little faster?
You must give it more voice, child.
But I can't. Couldn't you cut out some of the brass?
And ruin the orchestration? You must sing louder.
That's impossible. Besides, I don't think it'll be quite so effective.
Perhaps you know better than I do.
With that, he threw down his baton and left the orchestra pit. Of course, everyone was surprised at this outburst of temperament. I was mortified because the whole company was watching. But most of all, I was heartbroken to think I had offended Mr. Herbert. However, I didn't have time to grieve over my troubles, as it was nearly 6 o'clock and the show was to begin at 8:15. That night, the theater was crowded to capacity. Even through the heavy curtains, the hum of the audience voices could be heard. Now the orchestra begins to tune up. There is a breathless moment of expectancy.
Thank you.
became panicky when the time came for me to sing my new song. The scene was a toy shop. I was to be discovered on the platform with a huge white rocking horse. I had to run out and take my place in the dark. In doing so, I stumbled over a piece of scenery and cut my leg. Between the pain and my nervousness, the tears were streaming down my face when the lights came up. Mr. Herbert had softened the officers so much that they were almost through the introduction before I realized they were playing at all. I felt frozen all over. Then I happened to look down in the pit and saw Victor Herbert smiling up at me. He nodded his head and gave me an encouraging wink. That brought back my courage, and I forgot everything but the song. In all my life, I never experienced the thrill of that opening night. And now, we come to one of the most beautiful numbers of the show, Floretta.
I am a Romany Rye, a timber sprite of the wildwood. I dabble in magic, both comic and tragic, which I have been from my childhood. Floretta, Floretta, that you see am I, and of the future, as you will try, your fortune I'll reap from your promised land. They know this, I offer to let in advance.
Demanded encore after encore. At last we came to the finale.
What is nothing here? I am watching here. Cannot be.
Need an overdose.
Is a cypress tree.
God is
hurried on the stage until after the curtain fell. But Mr. Herbert wanted to say something. A few minutes later, he came up and addressed her.
I just wish to thank you, children, for the splendid performance you gave. And now, where's Bessie Williams?
Here I am, Mr. Herbert.
What's the matter, child? What are you crying for?
I feel terrible to think I offended you.
When?
This afternoon, when you threw down your baton and left the pit.
Bless your heart. I wasn't offended. I realized you were right about the music, so I ran out to change it, that's all. I know you're all tired, so run along and get a good night's rest. And God bless all of you.
A good many years have passed since that night, but the tears still come to my eyes when I think of it. No one but a Victor Herbert would have been big enough to act as he did about my song. But it takes a big man to admit he's wrong. And he was a big man, mentally as well as musically.
You have just heard another of the personal reminiscences of Victor Herbert. Your local sponsor will inform you of the date of the next program in this series. This is Leland Lee announcing. This program was conceived and produced by famous artists of the air.